Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Dear listeners, good morning and welcome to Comme d'Archie, the podcast that opens the doors to the fascinating world of architecture. For newcomers, let me introduce myself. I'm the spokesperson of Anne-Charlotte Despons, PhD in History of Architecture, published author, head of a communication and development agency based in Paris, France, dedicated to architecture. Let's meet every week to discuss culture and architecture with specialists and learn how to look at projects through a context and diversity lens. Thank you for being with me today, and now it's time for talent.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archie.
Hi everybody. Hi Nicolas Delon.
Hello.
Thank you for being here today. You are architect. In 2-3 sentences, could you describe your office, encore heureux? In English, still happy, happy again? What do you prefer?
It's a mix of the both sentences, and because in French there is a double sense of encore heureux. That means, unfortunately, we succeed, we make it possible, and also more happiness, which is something maybe we are trying to follow in our work.
Yes, on your office.
Yes. And the office is... is non-classical architecture office, maybe in the way that we are working on very wide type of subjects and in kind of dimension and also context. And we are working on very small and ephemeral architecture and also on bigger projects that can be public or private, but try to mix uses and work with a new condition of materiality, and so that's what we are doing with 25 people in the office.
Mm-hmm. Now you will talk to us about reuse of materials.
Yes. The idea is to share with you the necessity that architecture has to think the way we are building and we are constructing the cities and the building and houses. And we work on a subject of reusing of material. And reusing a material is the idea that we cannot continue to put material in trash when we are changing a building and when we are demolishing buildings, but we need to reuse them for a new purpose, a new place, because there is two main issues in our time. One issue is that we have less and less resources. We know that the sand that you use in the concrete is less and less available, and we are going deeper in the sea, in the ocean, to use the sand, because the sand of the desert is not good for concrete, because with the wind you don't have a good sand. So there is a huge issue on the l'épuisement des ressources, we can say in French. There is less and less resources. And on the other hand, we have more and more trash. Because in Paris, for example, 75% of the trash of the city is from the construction and is from architecture and roads and infrastructures. So it's a huge amount of matière that we are putting in trash, and we don't know what to do with that. So there is incredible potential reusing this material, this materiality. And when you do that, when you are in a reuse process, you are winning on the both curve, because you are not extracting, you are not taking the resource, and you are not producing trash. So you work on the both side of one of the main issue of our time. And also the idea is not to say that there is good materials or bad materials. It's the idea to say we need to have a mix of materials. And the concrete is too precious to use it as much as we are using it. It's not to say the concrete is bad, but it's to say the concrete is like gold for the future. So we need to use it at the right time, at the right scale, and at the right dimension. That's what is behind our vision of materiality and of reusing materials.
But it's a very big change. We need of time.
Yes, it's a global change on the process of construction. It's a global change on the skills that you need to mobilize to make it possible. So we have to invent new jobs, new way of doing things. And so, of course, it takes time. And we did the exhibition Matière Grise in the Pavillon de l'Arsenal in 2014. So it's almost 7 years. And the subject is going more and more. And now there is in the new law of construction the possibility to reuse, because there is all the subject of insurance, of policies, of the way we can make it possible. So it's not easy. It's super not easy, but we think that we don't have the choice, because there is less and less resources, so we need to use what is already here. And for example, in this room, there is a table in wood, and this wood used to be maybe a tree, and we need to take care of that. You know, even if you use this panel to make a wall panel and not anymore a table.
Mm-hmm. And do you feel alone in this way?
We are less and less alone. So that's a good point. And the young architects and the young people are more and more involved and engaged in this way. So it's a very positive signal faible. And on the other way, we have more and more clients or people that asking us to work in this ecological approach. So we can say that maybe things are changing. But the question is, and I have the answer, it's not changing quick enough. It's too slow, and we need to be more and more engaged in this direction.
Yes, and do you have a vision all over the world of this problem?
Of course, it's a global problem, the resources, and also there is a lot of things to learn from the south also countries, because when you don't have the money to buy new stuff, you reuse. You know, and I came from the countryside in the south of France, and the countryside buildings most of the time are already reusing the material, because it was very hard and very expensive to buy new one. So in the farm, for example, you always use what you have. So it's also a change of vision, of a global vision of where the less consumption is possible, and all the tricks and the tactics that people find to reuse material. So it's a global issue, definitely.
Do you think some countries are better?
Hard to know and hard to say. When we started the research in 2014, in Belgium, it was very very strong, and a team like Rotor was very active in this subject. Now we can see that European Union tried to push this approach and what we call the circular economy, which can be traduced in the architecture. But just to say it's never circular, you know, because there is entropy and you lost some quality of the material. So it's never a closed circle, but it's using less and less resources. So we can imagine that we're not too bad in France, but the potential and the steps are big, big, big. And I really want to encourage all the architects in France and abroad to commit in the reuse of material, because it's part of the new condition of our work and our jobs.
Yes. Are you open to collaboration?
Of course, and the exhibition Matière Grise was sent in different countries to talk about the subject. But of course, if we can help any architects that want to commit in this direction, we can help him. And we start a new office called Remix, specialized on the reuse of material, so we can really help with this new new team that we just created.
Okay. Anything else?
It's still big to change all that, so maybe we can try to start and to commit more in this direction.
Okay. Rendez-vous in your next exhibition?
Yeah, we will make an exhibition in the end of May of this year, talking about énergie, désespoir, what is collapsing and what we need to rebuild. So, yeah, with pleasure.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Merci.
Nicolas Delon.
Merci beaucoup.
Bye bye everybody. See you next Wednesday for our new Comme d'Archi in English. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in to our previous content on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you like it, make sure to promote the podcast by giving it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and adding a comment, or on any of your favorite podcast platforms. And don't forget to subscribe and listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.